Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, peace, world. It is Brooklyn Black, and we are back. Pre-game radio is in the building. You know, we've been on a hiatus for a little bit. You know, everybody had their own stuff to do and everything like that. But we back in the building right about now. We got a lady still in the building. Abs should be here shortly, and you know the rest of the admins. And we got a whole bunch of other stuff to get into, a whole bunch of shit to talk. And you know how we do a pre-game radio. Also, tonight, we got brand new music from Deuce the Privilege, Miss New Shoes, Pro Dillinger, a whole bunch of new stuff and some commercial stuff I'm going to throw in the mix, like this one right here. If you haven't heard this, I don't know, we've been for the past, I don't know, 3 weeks or a month, but I'll play this new CeeLo Green, and I think everybody can relate to this song a little bit, you know what I mean? So we're going to rock with this. We'll be right back. It's Pre-Game Radio.
Enough. I'm like, fuck you, and I fuck her too. Said if I was better, still be better. But now ain't that some shit? And all of that pain in my chest, I still wish you were better.
Oh,
like I said, that was that new CeeLo Green entitled Fuck You. That was that's like the hot song right about now. If you haven't heard it, well, you heard it here first, pregame radio. That's how we do it. You know, like I said, I've been busy for a little bit, working on things. You know, I actually got a steady paying gig now, you know. So that's a round of applause for me right there, because, you know, everybody knows it's been a long, hard struggle, but, you know, finally up in there. So we got some real good sponsorship from pregame radio now. Let's get to the phone line. We got a lady still in the building. What's going on, lady still? What's going on, mama?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How have you been in the past month or so since we last been on the air?
Busy as hell. But I'm happy that I actually made it back to the premiere. I thought I missed, like, a lot of shows.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, everybody's been busy, including you and all the other pregame staff. So, you know, everybody's been busy doing their own thing. So I figured this would be a nice little homecoming. You know, I had the day off, and I was able to do the damn thing. So that's what it was. Oh, Ebony's in the house.
Ebony.
Wait, she was here, then she left. I guess we'll get it back on the line in a little bit. But pretty much we're just playing catch up, you know. Well, without Eb here, I'm going to just straight up jump into my dumbass of the week. But before I even do that, if you guys are looking for something to do tonight, if you get to Club Gravity over in Brooklyn or Empire Boulevard before 1 a.m., ladies, you are free. So go over there, support my people, Direct. They're doing the thing big over there. They got a whole bunch of videos all over YouTube of the parties and stuff, and those things are crazy. I'm sorry, but there's just too many niggas in a closed spot with the lights dim. You know, I don't feel too comfortable with it, but like I said, go over there and have yourself a good time. Like I said, support the ladies at Divers Entertainment, all female promotion crew, and they're doing it real big, especially in New York City area, Brooklyn, Manhattan, the Bronx. They're holding it down, so definitely look out for them. Now, back to my dumbass of the week. I'm putting her up there. She is definitely a dumbass. Cash Stacks, and that's just due to the unfortunate events, you know, just to not be biased, the unfortunate events that has happened to her due to her immigration status here in the States. My thing is, she's a dumbass, because if you're going to be all over the internet making videos, slandering rappers and ball players and entertainers and stuff like that, and you know you got to go to court, and shit like that, go to court. What, you think the government's not watching the internet? They don't see your illegal ass posting videos of you in some rapper's hotel room, you know, taking photos of his coke and shit. Like, they know you're here, and they know you could have went to fucking court, but instead you're in a rapper's hotel room. You know what I'm saying? Her mom, she's not going to go nowhere. She's not getting deported. But if you was a mom, you should have been on your job and told her ass to take her silly ass to court.
Yeah, but she can't even tell her to, like, take care of her kids, so.
You know, so if you want to be in the limelight and you got other shit pending and things like that, you know, fix that shit up before you want to go and slander somebody, because that shit's going to get back to you. You don't know who that next person know, because it's been rumored that that's what's putting the most to do with somebody in the industry, which, you know, it's not hard to believe, because she really, what's the word, put on blast or embarrass a lot of entertainers, you know. So I won't be surprised if someone knew somebody who knew somebody at immigration, like, yo, this chick ain't supposed to be here. When's the last time she had her green papers validated? You know, so I won't be surprised if that was actually the case.
Uh-huh.
But, lady, still, what's your feeling now? Are you with me? Are you against me? You think she should stay? Do you think she's,
I mean,
she's
either
been picked
me,
on because of her sudden celebrity or what?
Her celebrity, well, that's the only way that they're saying that she will be able to stay, is if her lawyer can prove to the judge that she is some sort of celebrity here in the U.S. And so I guess that's what their case is going to be built on. Either way, she'll be tweeting from Venezuela or from here, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, if that's the case, then
she's not really that much.
Sean should be back home. If that's the case, Sean should be back in Brooklyn if they want to use the celebrity thing. You know what I'm saying? then Sean shouldn't be chilling at a shack in Belize, even though they say they would rather be there than here. But, you know, he should be able to come back here, you know, and do what he does, get on the mic and make money. You know, he paid his debt to society. You know, he did his bid for the shootout in the club, and they shipped him back to Belize. So if they want to use that defense, then that same defense should be used to bring Sean back.
No, not really. Because Sean, I think, was deported just to spite his father.
Well, either way, like there's always an agenda going down. But finally, Eb is here with us in the building. Get her locked in. Eb, what's going on?
Peace, what's good?
So, and as you know, we're right now we're talking about Cat Stacks. What's the word? Immigration status in the good old U.S. of A.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know
right now she's being held.
She's being held because she missed the immigration court date or something like that, and she's to be deported back to her native Venezuela.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you know, like I was saying, you know, if she's gonna be on the internet slandering X, Y, and Z, you know, at least have the smarts to tell us, yo, go to immigration court so they can extend your visa or whatever, so you can keep doing that and making your money doing that. Instead of, because I don't know how many rappers and NBA ball players and other people go to Venezuela for a fucking vacation.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, you know, Cat Stacks is one of those people that is just like waste is firm. She has absolutely no purpose. Well, that's not true. She has a purpose, and that's doing exactly what it is she's doing or has done. You know, I say more power to her. Listen, if dudes wanna, you know, sleep with her and all that other shit, then that's on them. Knowing already knowing what she about and still doing it, then you know that's on them. Look, everybody comes to America to hustle. Plain and simple. So, I mean, who expects any less from her? But I do agree, if you're going to be talking shit about people, at least make sure your own backyard is chill, you know? Make sure your own shit is not raggedy before you do that.
And now, which I kind of find funny because, like I said, it's been rumored that someone in the industry got that ball rolling with INS.
They probably did.
For those who don't know, INS is an acronym for Immigration and Naturalization Services. So if you came here on a inner tube or a chicken wing and you didn't go to Ellis Island or you didn't sign any papers to get sworn in, you're going to get a visit for those guys. So if anything, handle that as soon as possible. But for those who don't, like I said, that's what INS is, Immigration and Naturalization Services. It's a government agency geared directly towards illegal and illegal migration to and from the United States of America.
And let this be a lesson to you as well, being that you said someone in the industry allegedly got that ball rolling, let this be a lesson to you as well. Some information, personal information about yourself, everybody does not always need to know, because as you see, the minute somebody gets pissed off with you, they take what they know about you and use it against you. So let that be a lesson too.
Sure, I think maybe Soulja Boy got that ball rolling because for those who don't know, Soulja Boy somehow enlisted the backup services of 50 Cent. However that went down, I don't know.
But she's allegedly pregnant with his child.
Wow.
Well, she's pregnant with whose kid?
Soulja Boy, allegedly.
Wow. So you know, and you know, 50 Cent, since he's done broke into mainstream pop culture and stuff, he has a little bit more pull than the regular rapper would. So maybe that's how it got started. Not saying that's what it is. Maybe it's a theory. That's all I'm saying. But call us up 347-857-4302. As promised, I got a whole bunch of new music today. Whole bunch of new music, and like I said, we playing catch up. We catch up on stuff, stories that we may have missed back then and everything like that. So we're going to take this time right now to play one of those songs, Miss New Shoes, coming out of Long Island. For those who know, she's been on the show before. She's unleashed us with tracks and stuff like that. And she recently released a 48-bar freestyle that she wanted me to broadcast. So those who been following me on Twitter, y'all seen her promoting heavy on my Twitter for me. So we're going to get into that right now, but we'll be right back. And then we're going to get back on Antoine Dotson and the whole New York City school commissioner thing and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. And we'll be back in a second.
Kello Beats, how the hell?
Yo, shout out to Chris Brown. I know he went off on his beat. But I'm about to go off on his beat.
Look at these shoes. Is she out there? I'm good. No good guys, and I like my boys more. Got your jewels dropping once I'm off in my room. Black cars and Mercedes when I'm into it. You know what it is when I'm on your top. Got your mans lining up, but they get fired. But they hate them, then they fake it. With my fine ass body, got some weights in it. Need my money coming back, no pictures. Yeah, girl, on fire like bacon. No mannequin, flow, not in a second. Pass the microphone, bitch, I'll break it. If the L is with you off and I won't take it. W is my best friend, yeah, I gotta make it. J Music is a team, long towards living. S-I-N is a movement, I salute my captain.
Kello Beats, holla at me.
Yeah, J Music, man. Yeah, holla at me. How you doing, man? Yeah, that nigga try to do it, man. Yeah, nigga so nasty, rock to the nigga. Don't fuck with that boy, yeah, he got bars. Yeah, keep on spitting till the nigga pull his car. Got your bitch riding me faster than a foreign car. All about my head and tails like a corn toss. No morning erection, but I'm going hard. X a nigga out, strike like a bowling ball. They all avoid me when it's sunny, waiting till it's dark. Late night, I kiss that ass like a booty call. Sipping vodka, smoking weed until my love is gone. Make your crowd get quiet when the blood is wrong. James B and HFC, known to get the quill. Smooth and sleep, bag it up, wanna shoot the pill. And hit the club with an L for the bubble push. I'm blazing that Obama black once you smoke a push. A couple carrots in the pinky, yeah, nigga frozen. I call my gun pit bull, I keep that bitch pumping.
Yo, son.
I'm sorry. My thing set on here, but my mic was still off. Can someone tell me who the hell Antoine got, how he's blowing up so quick?
Who?
Antoine Dotson. Like,
okay.
If you go on YouTube right now or Google and you type that name in, you'll see a whole bunch of shit come up. He done blew up all over, like I said, YouTube. He's been on George Lopez. All because he got on the news after catching a would-be rapist breaking into his sister's window. And all he said was, lock up your kids, lock up your wives, your sisters, run tell that. Just those little minuscule sentences and shot him up for superstardom.
No, that's not what did it. Actually, what did it was this group of white kids, actually from our very own Williams Bed-Stuy, aka Williamsburg area. What they did was they took the interview that he gave and they put it to some music. It's a much more extended interview he gave about stopping the man from raping his sister or something like that. And so they took it and they put it to music. That's why he's so popular all of a sudden. This has been a while now. I don't know why.
It's been a while since Freakin' Radio's been on here, so I figure since we're back, we speak on that, because it seems like really it takes nothing but a couple of clicks of a computer and someone's famous. Because other than that, what else does he do?
Well, who knows?
Hello?
Exactly. You know, what else does he do? You know, it's not like
he got
a charity going trying to stop.
Lady Steele, that's you?
Oh, I didn't know that I was already patched in.
Yeah, you're
patched.
Yeah,
she's locked in.
Okay.
I don't know what happened right after your music interlude. Does it just
it went
stop?
Blank,
it
and
abruptly
that's why I hung
stopped.
Up and called in.
Yeah, it abruptly stopped, and you couldn't hear anything for about 2 minutes or so.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's why I didn't know
I don't
was back in because I called.
Yeah, I don't know whether you did a did you rehash the music? Did we miss that point?
No, I didn't rehash anything. What happened was after the break, my screen showed on air, but for some reason I was still muted, so I was here talking, and then I realized I still had the mute sign up, so I had to exit and re-put it back in. But right now we talk about Antoine Dotson. I just played the new Miss New Shoes 48 Ball Freestyle joint. How did y'all ladies feel on that? You know, because like I said, I support because it's not, because women in hip-hop, it's like one of those, not to say a dying breed, but they're constantly slept on. They're constantly underrated. You know, and for her to come and she's fresh with it. Like, she's always doing showcases and she's dropping mixtapes, she's dropping songs, everything like that. So I'm talking to you two ladies as fans of hip-hop and also being black ladies, you hearing stuff like that she's putting out. How do y'all feel on that?
Who are we talking about?
I'm talking about the track I played by Miss New Shoes just a second ago.
I don't think I caught it because of the whiteout.
Yeah, the whiteout. All right, so in that case, I'm going to do it one more time. This is 48 Bars Freestyle by Miss New Shoes. Once again on Pregame Radio World Premiere. We'll be right back. Hopefully the man won't block us out or nothing like that. So check out one time. We'll be right back.
Kelly Beats, Holly.
Yo, shout out to Chris Brown. I know you went off on this beat. But I'm about to go off on this beat.
Riding me faster than a foreign car. All about my head and tails like a corn dog. action, but I'm going hard. X a nigga out strike like a bowling ball. They all avoid me when it's sunny, waiting till it's dark. Late night, I kiss that ass like a booty call. Sipping vodka, smoking weed until my love is gone. I make your crowd get quiet when the blood is wrong. JB and SFC known to get the queen. Smooth asleep, bag it up, on the truth to dream. Hit the club with an L for the bubble push. I'm blazing that Obama black, once you smoke a push. A couple carrots in the pinky, yeah, nigga frosting. I call my gun pit bull, I keep that bitch bumping.
All right, yeah, we are back, pregame radio. That was me replaying 48 Bar Freestyle by Miss New Shoes. And we got Ab and Lady still in the building. And I'm trying to get their take on how they felt on the track. Also, if you got anything else on the track, or if you want to hear that again or anything else you know that I'm playing tonight, call us up, 347-857-4302. You know, get on the air. Or, hell, you can just tell us what's been bugging you the past couple of weeks in the news or whatever. So, ladies, Kitty Steele, I'm going to ask you. I can't ask another, you know. Okay, how'd you feel on that?
I actually love the beat, but to be honest with you, I could not clearly hear the lyrical content. I would imagine it would be hard to mess that beat up, though, because the beat is really good. I didn't mind jamming to it, but I don't know if it's because of the way it's put together, or maybe, I don't know, what it is, but the filtering on it isn't good. I wasn't able to decipher anything on it, but it's a great beat. I'll give it that.
Okay, Eva, are you on the same page, or were you actually able to hear the
lyrical
content?
I didn't know shit she said, except in the beginning, something about shout out to Chris Brown. I think that's about the only thing I could make out that was audible from her. And, you know, actually, the guy up there kind of sounded a little better than what she did. I believe it probably was whoever does the engineering or what have you. You can't hear her over the music. It's really inaudible. It's like it's all garbled together. And it seems to be off speed. Her rhyming seems to be off speed with the music in several places. Like she's going faster than the music, or then the music speeds up. It's just something, you know. Nah, the beat is okay. I agree with Lady Steele on that. But I was feeling Dude's verse a little more. His shit sounded a little more, official. Like, he's been doing this for, he's been doing it. You know, shout out to her. I've heard a lot of her other things. You know, her music is good. But this one, you know, we may have to go back in the studio and touch this one up.
All right, so that's what it is. We gotta take another. We gotta take another call. The last four is 2909. So,
area code
347. Last call 2909. You are live in pregame radio. What's going on? 2909 is at a party, so he can't even hear us right now. Well, he or she.
Yo.
Yo, who's this?
Yo.
Hello? Yo, who this, man?
Yo, this is Smooth. I was the guy on the track.
Okay, what's going on, Smooth?
Yeah. I was just on the, I'm on the track with Nelly, the 48 Bar Freestyle rap.
Okay. So that pretty much, all right, you already heard the feedback on it already. You know, good track nonetheless. But, As far as you being an artist, you know what I mean? You being an artist on the track, getting the feedback, like, is there a way, like, you know, you guys going to re-record it, come out with a remix or something? I don't know. It's a freestyle, so I doubt you can remix it, but...
Yeah, like, honestly, like, it don't sound like that when you're listening to it. Like, when you just hearing it over, like, the phone or whatever, it don't sound like that when you're hearing it face-to-face, like, in person. It sound more clearer, but since it did come out that way, I will send it. That wasn't done by my producer. It wasn't done by J Music's producer. Since it did come out that way, though, I will Like, after this, I'm going to send the track to my producer. I'm going to have him mix it differently. I'm going to have him, like, make the shit sound straight and crispy, like he always do. Because if it, that, opposed to one of our other songs, you would have heard it different. You would have heard it way clearer. But Nelly did do her thing on there. Like, shout out to Nels. She did do her thing on there. We was up like 4 a.m. in the morning making that shit, so word, that's what's up. All
right, so Smooth, you know, this is your first time here, you know, so this is your chance to formally introduce yourself, you know, let us know who you are, where you coming from, what you do, what you got going on in the works and all of that. The floor is yours right now, homie.
Word, it's your boy Smooth, a representative of J Music. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Crown Heights. I'm just here to do it. So I'm just here to do it big. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here to fucking climb up the mountain, man. You know what I mean? I won't stop. All
right, so we got straight up set you up on, in the hot seat right now. So let the people know, man, what you've been what's been doing. Like, what was your influence? What made you get into this? Like, don't say just because you're from Brooklyn. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, what was your influence? Who was behind you and all this? But what made you get started and say, this is what I want to do in my life, become a rapper?
Honestly, it was my cuz. My cuz was he was highly into it, and I just decided to, honestly. He was highly into it. He motivated me. And then at the same time, it was a hobby. It was a hobby, you know, amongst other hobbies. But then I got serious with it, and that's how I did it. And then I found the right clique. Not even I found the right clique. We all, like, met up together, like, when we was younger or whatever. So, you know what I mean? Now we still sticking together, Jay Music.
Okay. So how long you been doing it?
For about 2.5 years. But before that, previous to that, I was like writing and all that, was developing my flow and all that.
Okay, so it took you some time, person, that you just decided to come out with some. Mm-hmm. All right, now besides your cuz, you know, being the inspiration behind it, like, what are your inspirations that are out there now? You know, who do you try to model after? Not even model after, but who do you look for as a stepping stone, as a guideline? Who's album do you use?
Alright, I'm gonna keep it funky with you. When I first like decided to really get into it, I was following J.L. Ryder from Diplomats. He had a nice thing going, and he still do got a nice thing going. You know what I'm saying? He still do got a nice thing going. I was just like influenced by him. Like, I wanted to be how he was. But then, as time went on, there was other rappers coming out, and then, you know, it was other better rappers. I realized that there was more better rappers than him. You know, not saying he's a bad rapper, but, you know, I'm just, you know. So that's how I got into it. But the motivation I got right now, like, that I really listen to is Lil Wayne. I listen to Lil Wayne. I'm not saying I'm trying to be like Lil Wayne, but I do listen to his music, and it's good music. No matter how much anybody tells me, you know what I'm saying? Yo, he's white.
So do you use his music as, like, do you use it as inspiration, or do you, like, use it as your stepping stone, like, okay, Wayne said this, and I'm going to say it like this. Like, do you use it like that, or do you, you know, see how he does his flow, and then you try to use that way? How do you exactly use Lil Wayne as your inspiration?
No, not at all. It's not, I'm saying, like, as far as the way he goes hard, like, how much time he always dropping the track, like, you know what I'm saying? That's not his career.
Okay, so you play his work.
I'm going to come out with a mixtape just like he come out with every, you know what I mean, like, 3 a month. You know what I'm saying? That's how I want to do it. You know what I mean? I want to do it big like that.
So, like I said, so you feel like his work ethic as different from what he actually puts out, just as much he's in the studio. That's how you want to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, That's what's up. Before we wrap it up, Smooth, any shout-outs you want to give? How can people get in contact with you? How can they download your music? How can they follow you if you know, because you might have gotten some new fans here tonight. You know, so how can they contact you?
All right. If anybody wants to contact me, you have to hit up my Gmail. It's VPRSTAR, once again, that's VPRSTAR@gmail.com. Send me a request. I'll email you the track. You can also catch me on Facebook. I don't care. I'm going to give out my government. It's Vaughn Simmons. You know what I'm saying? Or you could just hit up the girl Nels, if y'all know it like that.
All right, so much love to the homie school for coming
also
in. Blazing,
shout out,
Freedom Media.
Also, shout out. I always give a shout out to my cousin Hicks. Let's give a shout out to my mama.
Yo.
My unborn daughter.
Word.
And President of J Music.
All right. Congratulations on your all-coming child. Like I said, this is Homie Smoothie coming in. He was on that 48 Bars freestyle with Miss New Shoes. Of course, they're taking the feedback in. Yo, like I said, Smooth, good looking on the call in. And I hope you look for more of the good stuff from you, homie.
No problem. Good luck for having me, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Anytime. All right, so therefore, there you have it right there. You know, we get the artists to shine. If they're on the track, we tell them to come on and everything like that. That's just how we do here at Free Game Radio. We got the whole calling out of Rock and he's in the building. I see him. Hope, what's going on, man?
Yo,
Hope, you there, man?
You hear me?
All right. All right, so he did, and so pretty much we got the whole panel here. Eb, I know you got a dumbass for me.
Actually, we got dumbasses backed up for about a month, right? Well, my dumbass of the week would have to be the city of New York two times. One for having for the mayor hiring some corporate lady who has absolutely no background in education whatsoever to be the chancellor of city schools. I think her name is Kathy Black, and like I said, her background is in
no relation.
Her background is in something else, but it's not in education. I'm a little shocked, but not surprised at the move that the city made. They did a move like this maybe 12 years ago when they brought in Jason Turner as a commissioner for HRA, which is actually the welfare system. They brought him in from Wisconsin. He had some kind of he's the one that came with the workfare, with this workfare thing now that required all welfare recipients to be engaged in some type of educational some kind of educational program or training, or you got to be doing something. Okay, and he had he used a system that worked on, you know, Wisconsin has what, maybe a third of the population of Brooklyn by itself. So he did that. The city made a move like that before, and also to the city for giving tax exempt status to all of these businesses that really can afford to pay taxes, in particular gentlemen's clubs. Yeah, that's my dumbass of the week, the city of New York.
Now, see, that's no shame bullshit because, hell, strippers don't pay taxes, so at least the motherfucker, the club can pay a tax, you know, because you can't go and pay a W-2. What do? Stripper. You know what I'm saying?
And
that's an off-the-books job.
And not
so
even
they're not paying no fucking taxes. So the
not
club,
even
they can pay the tax on that shit.
What happens is, too, that with these so-called tax incentives that they give for businesses opening up and maintaining you know, in the city, when we give away those tax breaks, what winds up happening is they're being subsidized by the taxpayer who can least afford to pay to support a business that they actually have no stake in. That's just ridiculous, and that's fucked up.
Most definitely. I'm with you on that one. That's what I'm feeling. We got to take another music interlude. Brand new music coming out of Brooklyn, Deuce the Privilege. He got his own thing, network. Everything. I tried to get him on tonight, but, of course, schedules conflicting and all that good stuff. But I told him, nonetheless, I'll play this. He's doing this track with the crew A-Squared coming out of Flatbush, Brooklyn, called I Want It All, off of his My Hustle, My Flow mixtape. And I'm getting to that for y'all right now. Let me know how y'all feel about that. 347-857-4302.
Who's this we about to hear?
Deuce the Privilege.
Deuce the Privilege. All right.
Yeah,
shout out to Lucky Me, New City.
Yo, Lucky Me, hold your head. We see you soon. And I'm saying we'll get into that when we come back from the commercial break. He wanted me to give all the fans a message or whatever through the pregame radio show, so I'm going to do that in a minute once we come back, all right? Here's my one and all, Deuce the Privilege, A-Squared Music. Brooklyn's in the building tonight, all right? Pre-game radio, we'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, Deuce the Privilege, A-Squared, Sway Gang, R.I.P. D-Rap, Network.
I want it all.
When I rap, I body tracks, close casket. Brooklyn boy, born in the style, homie. Round here we live by, do or die, homie. Look around, opportunity is everywhere. Plus a few of us trying to stop us from getting here. Nah, that ain't Swave at all. United we stand, divided we fall. So we sit at round tables where we put our thoughts together. When it's time to eat, we equally divide the cheddar. The way I'm grinding for mine, they can't understand it. I see an opportunity, I'ma take advantage. 7 days, 7 nights, no days off. Work smart and play hard when it pays off. Big whips, yeah, I want it all. Stacks on deck, 6 feet tall. A star was born, so I get my shine on, even with no lights on. Stepping out the crib, so fresh, so clean. Fresh fitted white tee, new kicks, new jeans. The ice in the chain got me in the headlock. Married to the game, with son and rappers out of wedlock. Started in the hood, grinding like a transmission. From the streets to the office, made the transition. Riding, deciding, crack, crab, or lobster. Fettuccine, Alfredo, shrimp, and my pasta. I'm the real McCoy, y'all clones and imposters. Fake it in the dreads on the head, the white roster. I'm addicted to the hustle, addicted to the flow. Live fast, you die young, pump your brakes, slow your roll. I'm living the dream, I'm the most slept on. Bob your head till you hurt your neck like you slept wrong.
I want it all. They know who we are.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, people treat us like stars.
Royalty.
I want it all. The money, the cribs, the girls, and the cars.
Yes.
Trying to live
yes.
in that.
Popping bottles at the bar,
drinks
all night, waves up, it's on us.
I want it all and I'ma get it, so why should I sweat it? You heard what I said, just remember that I said it. This is history, giving you the gist of it. Your lady probably going down on history, so you probably pissed at me. But that's the life you live when you want it all. Cause when you get it all, you ain't got a ball. I want it all cause I feel I deserve it. I'm living life for a reason with one main purpose.
What's that?
To live comfy, bowl out of control. Till I can't ball no more, then talk about it when I'm old. Sitting on top of the world, but that's obvious. Usually the world's in my hand, I must have dropped it. See through my Swave lens, day and night, no stopping it. Nights in Gotham City, my days in Metropolis. Everything I touch is gold, call me Midas. You see the picture I paint, you'll understand the art behind it. Too much counting on this, too much on my shoulders. You little niggas kick rocks, I'm knocking over boulders. Dream it as a youngin', live it as I'm older. This only the beginning, Sway, it's far from over.
Swear. I want it all.
All right, all right. Yeah, that was, like I said, Deuce to Privilege, A Square Music, all coming out of Brooklyn. I want it all. Finally, you got some Brooklyn talent on the show, so I'm real happy about that. Lady Steele, what did you feel about that track there?
I don't know why, but it made me feel like I was supposed to be smoking. Like a blunt.
It sounds like I'm, hey, it might have served its purpose. How did you feel on it?
Brooklyn Stand Up. I like that. I hear that. I see that easily being one of those spring, summer anthem things. I definitely hear that idiot across the street blasting that shit out his window. So that's how I like it. I like it.
All right, so most definitely, Deuce to Privilege, we got to get you on pregame radio. Check out his new mixtape, My Hustle, My Flow, available for download for free and everything like that. Stick with the Brooklyn Black fan page on Facebook. I'll put that link up. If you follow me on Twitter, I'll definitely put it up through there as well. But definitely, that's what it is. Yo, Hov, you in the building, man. You are speaking up. What's up? How'd you feel on that track, Hov?
Yeah, honestly, I thought it was a good message, man. I give him 2 thumbs up for that one.
All right, 2 thumbs up on that. We got about a good 13 minutes left of programming today. Couple more drops I'm going to get. Well, I got another drop I'm going to get into. But before I do, I'm going to give you guys a heads up for what's coming up in the next hour at 12 o'clock. For those who don't know or are unaware, once 12 o'clock hits, it will be the 6-year anniversary of ODB's passing. So pretty much we're going to do a salute to him, pay some checks for him, from him talk about, you know, the void, you know, he left in hip-hop because say what you want about him, regardless, he was an ill MC, a dope producer, and an all-around great showman. You know what I mean? He got on there, he gave you a show. He made you look at him. He made you pay attention to what he was going to say. And if you agree with it or not, regardless, you heard what he had to say. So, straight up, pretty much, we talk about ODB in the next hour, and also we're going to be covering other stuff and things we may have missed and X, Y, Z, yada, yada, yada. You know how we do on Freegame Radio. We always try to cover all the bases. Man, let the people know what's going on out in Rockland County, man.
Oh, man, Rockland County's getting lovely, man. You know, we're still doing the same old weekend routine. I'm getting ready to head out right now, personally. About to hit the strip up. Do what I got to do. Try to come home in a little bit or two.
Okay, so straight up, if you're in the Rockland County area, Main Street and Niagara is the place to be tonight?
That's for damn sure.
That's the place to be. Go out there, get your drink on, and party on or whatever. You may rent to the homie Hope and anything like that.
Keep all the guns and knives at home, though. No more drama in Rockland.
Yeah, keep all that BS at home. We got to take a call. The last 4 of your number is 8088. So you're about to be on the air in 3, 2, 8, 0, 8, 8. You are live pregame radio. What's going on? Did she get shot? Oh, she hung up. Wow. Well, shout out to whoever that was. So before we wrap things up tonight, like I said, if you look for something to do and you live in the Brooklyn, Queens, and every look for something to do, hit up Club Gravity, Empire Boulevard. Ladies are free until 1 o'clock. Guys got reduced feed before 1 o'clock. It's more after, of course. So get over there. Support the ladies at Die Rich. And they doing their thing over there. Beth, you got another dumbass you want to put on blast real quick?
I do.
Yes, and this might be controversial. Some may not agree with me for this, but, you know, fuck it. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You may say that I'm blaming the victim, but after you hear the story, you tell me. Cops recently released video surveillance of a man whom they refer to as a sicko who raped a woman in the lobby of her Greenwich Village apartment last week. The suspect, a black man, allegedly plied the woman with the woman with beer that he bought at a local Duane Reade pharmacy. This is where they caught him on tape at. He had a bag with Heineken and candy. The lady told, the woman told police that she met him on the street and that they were at some block or something, some house or something, and that's where they drink up all the beer. At that point, he went with her to her apartment building where he asked her it was all right to go upstairs. At this point, she said no, and then he raped her in the lobby of the building. She wasn't beaten up or anything like that. She was treated at a local hospital and released. And the guy, the suspect, apparently used a condom and left it at the scene. I mean, oh, my God, all the cop shows on, you can't really do something stupid like that. But I'm not even saying he's a dumbass. I'm saying she's the dumbass. How do you just meet a motherfucker on the street and you drink and get high with him and then take him back to your building regardless?
That's awful.
It could be 50 apartments in the building, but still, it's your building. It's where you rest. It's where you live. Where, you know, why would you take him? Why would you just do that shit in the first place? That's beyond me. So,
what happened to meeting him up at a bar or some shit?
I mean, it wasn't even at a bar. You met the dude on the street, you know, and I'm trying to figure out what day last week, because it was kind of brick to be hanging out on the street, you know, drinking beer and shit. So, I just don't understand the logic behind that, behind meeting a complete stranger, getting inebriated with them, then bringing them back to where you live, within the general area, the actual building where you live, and then not understanding this person asking you, can they come upstairs, and then you saying no. I mean, why even bring them back there in the first place? You know, so I'm sorry. I got a
view on that in a second, but I'm gonna take a caller out of area code 443. Your last four is 6000. So 443-6000. You about to be live on pregame radio. What's going on, 443?
They just hung up.
Wow.
Damn, everyone's shy tonight.
Like they get shot, but then they hit the number one, and then they get shot. You know, if you don't want to get on the air, don't hit the number one on your phone. You know, it's simple to play like that. The lady tells you if you want to talk to the host, you hit one. But it is what it is. But as promised, also I got brand new Pro Dillinger. He's supposed to be on the check-in, but he's probably listening on via PC. So Pro, shout out to you. Shout out to Gritty Life Music. Everybody over there, this is the Love So Cold joint from Pro Dillinger. That's going to be the last one. We're going to ride out. We're going to come back at 12 o'clock and do the damn thing one more time. So, like I said, through an ODD. All right, so we'll be back in a minute. Pre-game radio, Brooklyn Black, Lady Still, Ab, Ho, we in the building.
Yes, sir.
Out. Land down, smoky valley out the last sound.
Pre-game radio, Brooklyn Black. That was a new joint from Plo Dillinger. Call us up. Tell me what you thought about it. 347-857-4302. If you don't get in, don't fret. In 4 minutes, we'll be back up again. Brand new show. We'll be touching base on everything else we spoke about tonight and anything like that. So don't even worry about it if you didn't get through tonight. All right? If you didn't get through in the first hour, we'll be back. And after this show, I'll let you know where I'm going to do another show again because I'll be playing it by ear. Let you guys know, because I really, really miss you guys, Free Game Radio, all the fans, the admins, the artists who send me stuff and want stuff to be played on the show and anything like that. You know, so I miss stuff like that, so I'm going to be back and I'm going to be fresh with it and everything like that. Before we get up out of here, I know Lady Steel, she had a Jack 200 gun and she wanted to put on blast real quick, so for the next couple of minutes, she got the floor. Lady Steel, who you got?
Well, my dumbass is not really that really serious, but I'm a Bad Girls Club fanatic, and so my dumbass of the week is actually specifically going to be Erica off of the Bad Girls Club, if you guys aren't familiar with it. She participated in jumping one of the girls in a limo, and she ends up being the worst out of the bunch because I actually at one point had her on Facebook, and when we saw the previews, you know, a lot of people were attacking her about it, like, what the fuck, doesn't that pussy to jump a chick? And she's like, oh, but I have a good reason, blah, blah, blah. And so the show aired, and she had absolutely no reason to do that. And on top
initiating
of the show,
shutdown sequence,
she actually literally held her down so that the girl couldn't even defend herself. So, yeah.
Okay, so that just takes it back to some real, you know, not street shit, but, you know, if you come out of Brooklyn or you come out of Queens, Harlem, shit like that, you know, that shit, she just straight up violated, like, you know, if they drop somebody, why you gotta hold them down? Like, the number game already got them.
It was 3-on-1.
You know. Okay, 3-on-1, so she's holding down when the other two girls was doing whatever.
Yeah.
There's no need for that. You know what I'm saying? No,
and then you have so many people that are repping her, like, oh, she's real. That I don't know when that became real to jump someone.
I don't, like I said, I don't know either. But for all those tuning in, check me out. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute, you know what I'm saying? Get a little commercial thing going, and we'll be right back. Pregame Radio, Hour 2, where we show a salute to the ODB, Old Dirty Bastard, did go on today, so those calling in, we talking about him. All right, that's what we talk about, and we'll be right back. Begin Radio. I'll see y'all in a second. I'll be back in a second. Peace.